This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Brendan Weikart. Our AI report, which slips into being a quantum computing report. Quantum computing is the frontier of computing power. Google made an exciting announcement that it had successfully tested and retested and reproduced communication by a quantum computer, stable enough to get information back and forth. This is the next step, go the inventors, moving from AI to quantum computing, much more capable, much faster with certain calculations. But it's early days. AI was in early days in the 80s, 90s. It wasn't until they discovered the GPU that was made for gamers that AI became what it is today, the monster taking over the market. Quantum computing can be like that, but it's a brave new world. Here's Brendan to give an estimate of how long, certainly in his lifetime. Wonderful. Brendan Weikart, National Interest, our AI report / quantum computing of the next wave. More of this tonight.
No, it means that it's a major step forward, though. And I'm still hopeful that the Microsoft people can replicate their experiment. This is all, I think, in terms of progressing the technology, this is all good. We need all of these sorts of things to occur. We need the research being done. And I would remind everybody that American firms are not the only one invested in developing this technology. It's not only just China either. Israel actually has some really interesting stuff they're doing with quantum. The Europeans are trying to do some things with quantum. Canadians are, I believe the Canadians are partnered with IBM to do the D-Wave. So this is the next kind of frontier in computer science. The AI thing is dominating now, but as I've said to you before, I am convinced that in 10 or 20 years, AI will need to basically be paired with quantum technology in order to kind of live up to what its designers hope for it to live up to.